Okay, we've reached the final Mishnah of Maseches Chagiga, nearly all of Seder Moed. So we finish this and we have a proper Siyum. You should make a proper Siyum on the completion of the whole of Seder Moed. The Mishnah here says, Chagiga, Perek Gimel Mishnah Ches 3:8, Ketzed Ma'avirin al Taharas Azara. How do they go about carrying out what was said in the previous Mishnah, that they purify the temple courtyard? And again, the Mishnah is very clear to say, Matbilin es hakelim shayi b'mikdash. It's the utensils that go into the mikvah, because the azar itself does not need to be purified. It's part of the ground. Now, v'omer lehem, they would announce, the people, like the Kohanim serving Beis HaMikdash, would announce, his zaharu, shalo tig'u b'shulchan, uv menorah, v'detamuhu. They would say, Hizharu, be careful that you don't touch the shulchan, that's the table in the kodesh, inside the building of the heichal, on which those 12 showbreads sit for the whole week. And also, says the Mishnah, uv menorah, careful not to touch the menorah, also in that same room there on the other side, lest you usitamuhu, lest you be metamet, you invalidated by making a tummy. Now, the issue with the shulchan is that the shulchan, the table, according to the pasuk, has to be there arranged with bread upon it, tamid, at all times, continually, and continuously, I should even say. And therefore, since the pasuk says, v'nasata ala shulchan lechem panim lefanai tamid, the bread has to be before me tamid, continuously, there can't be a break, and therefore you would not be allowed to take the table out. Therefore, was extra warning, and this warning is not to the tourists that are coming. Regular Yisrael is not allowed to go into the heichal. In fact, it can't even go into the area between the mizbeach, the altar, and the heichal. But the stairs lead up, can't go there. But Kohanim can get in there, and so they would warn the Kohanim, who are Amei Aretz. Don't go and touch the shulchan, because that'll cause a lot of problems. Now, remember, if the Kohen would touch it, you'd be over an Isser, there'd be the rabbinic tumah only, and therefore, even if he did touch it, you wouldn't put in the mikvah, just causing a lot of problems. But certainly, if the shulchan became tummy for whatever reason, then we'd have to go into the mikvah, there's no way around it. So if it was a vadai, a certain tumah that was exposed on the rice level, then it'd have to go into the mikvah, no way around that. Okay, as for the menorah, so that is an incorrect version. It's the Mishnah we have in front of us. It definitely does say menorah. The candelabra also in the Heichal was included in the Mishnah here, but that's incorrect. It's clear from the Gemara. It shouldn't be here, and therefore it isn't. Kol HaKelim, says the Mishnah, all the utensils shahai b'mikdash that were in the temple, yesh lem shnim u'shlishim. They had backups, a second and a third backup. Shim nitmu, lest one of them become tummy, and if that would happen, Harishonim, the primary one that was normally there, Yaviu Shniim Tachtein, they'd bring the second, you know, the replacement there temporarily, while the first one could go to the mikvah, so that wouldn't be a problem. That's a true all year round. Moreover, says the Mishnah, Kol HaKelim Shehayu B'Mikdash Te'unin Tevila, every single vessel in the entire Beis HaMikdash needed to go into the mikvah after Regel, with the following exceptions: chutz mimizbeach hazahav, the golden altar, umizbeach nechoshes, and the copper altar. Those two altars did not need to go into the mikveh ever. Mipnei shehen kekarka, because they have a status of being like land. Div Rabbi Eliezer. Rabbi Eliezer holds the altars were like attached to the ground. They have, and as part of the ground, they're impervious to tumah, and therefore no need to ever put them in the mikveh. Now the two things we're talking about here, the Mizbeach HaZahav, the golden altar, that's also known as the Mizbeach HaKetores, the incense altar, or Mizbeach HaPanimi, the inner altar, and that's what's the third kli you have inside the Heichal there in the Kodesh, besides for the Shulchan HaMenorah, you have the Mizbeach HaZahav. So the Mizbeach HaZahav, being that according to Rabbi Eliezer, anyways, it's like attached to the ground, it doesn't need to go into the mikvah. As far as the Mizbeach HaNechoshes, the copper altar, so in the time of the Beis HaMikdash, in the Mishnah, there was no copper altar. The outer altar, which is where all the action happens essentially, all the korbanos are offered, all the zvachim are offered, etc. So that altar was made out of stone and plaster. There's no copper involved at all. But Moshe Rabbeinu, when he set up the Mizbeach for the Mishkan, the tabernacle, that like sort of mobile sanctuary in the Midbar, in the wilderness, so he had that outer altar have wood. It was made of wood that was then, you know, coated in copper. So the point of the mission here is that Mizbeach from that time is exempt because as if it's attached to the ground, says Rabbi Eliezer, because it sits on the ground. Now, the Chacham Omrim, the Chacham are say no. The issue here is Mipnei Shehen Mitzupin. It's not that they're attached to the ground. They are Mitzupin. They are covered in metal. So that means there's actually two pshats here. One pshat is that the Chacham are actually disagreeing and saying that the Mizbeach is susceptible to Tumah because although it's made out of wood, but the wood is coated in metal. And since the metal now becomes the essential part, they have a status as if they were metal utensils, and metal utensils are tumah susceptible. And that being the case, the pshat would say that the Chacham hold that they also, the Mizbeach HaZahav and the Mizbeach Nechoshes, also need to go in the mikveh because they have a status of being like metal utensils. But the other pshat is that the Chacham agree with Rabbi Eliezer that the two altars are impervious to tumah. But the reason why is not because they are attached to the ground per se. Rather, their kalim and their wooden kalim, wood covered in metal, and a wood kli that's left and intended to stay in one place. There's a special sort of expression for this. It's called a kli eitz that's made lenachas, to sit there and not move. So that is going to be exempt as if we're attached to the ground, so to speak. It's exempt. It's impervious to tumah. And the fact that it's coated in silver, excuse me, copper or gold is doesn't change that, because it's just a coating on the outside and it's secondary, it's subordinate, so it remains still. The status of the Mizbeach HaNechoshes isn't a copper utensil, but rather it's a wooden utensil that happens to have some subordinate copper coating, but it's a wooden utensil that's designed to stay put, and therefore it's not susceptible to tumah. That is the halacha, like the Rambam Paskin. So we say that indeed the Mizbeach HaNechoshes and Mizbeach HaZahav are not susceptible to tumah because they're just wooden kalim intended to stay put, that and the coated metal, but that's secondary and not important. Now there's a question before we end, which is why in the world would we be worried about the halachic status of a Mizbeach, an altar that was built in time of Moshe Rabbeinu that has been around for 2,500 years plus, 3,000 years plus. So why in the world are we concerned about that altar? So the answer is, well, it's true that in the time of the Beis HaMikdash, they didn't use this, but it's in theory permitted to be used, and Be'ez Hashem, the Beis HaMikdash will be built very soon again, and should we opt, even temporarily, to use a wooden altar coated in metal, we have to know the halacha, and indeed the halacha is that it's like a kli eitz, a wooden utensil that's aslinachas, that's intended to stay put, and therefore it is not susceptible to tumah. And with that, Salak Maseches Chagiga, we finish Maseches Chagiga, Be'ez Hashem, and Hadron Nalach, Seder Moed, we complete Seder Moed, the entire Seder of Seder Moed, whose Hadron, whose glory is upon us and upon you, Yashar Koach, everybody for finishing, and Be'ez Hashem, Shkov Mechayel Chayel, and next we begin Maseches Yevamos, Seder Nashim.